Oil prices hit a high of $55 a barrel on Friday, up some $20 over the past 4 months. Many factors are driving up the cost of fuel. Some of those influences will eventually change. But as NPR's Laura Seidel reports, most experts believe that in the near term, oil prices are likely to stay high and perhaps get higher.
These days in San Francisco, the price of gas is enough to make most consumers dizzy.
It's ridiculous. $2.55 for regular is crazy. That's really bad.
Customer Cheryl Neer is about to buy gas in San Francisco's Potrero Hill neighborhood. She says she's lucky these days when she can find a station outside of the city where gas is only $2.40 a gallon. She doesn't understand why the price is so high.
I really don't. I've heard different views on it, and I have no idea why this is happening again.
Well, Cheryl Neer, experts say there are some solid reasons. The most basic one is that major economies around the world are growing. Rayola Duher, senior policy analyst at the industry trade group American Petroleum Institute, says the U.S. has been using more oil.
Because our economy is improving, but especially in Asia and elsewhere around the world, demand really took off this year, and that put a lot of pressure on the prices. It wasn't so much that the supply was not growing as the demand took off.
Meanwhile, other events have threatened the flow of oil. America's own supply is still recovering from Hurricane Ivan, which thwarted production in the Gulf of Mexico.
They had 20 to 30 feet worth of mud in the Gulf that overflowed the pipelines and made it very difficult to get these pipelines up and running again.
There's also concern about events abroad. The ongoing saga in Russia with the nation's largest oil producer, Yukos. The company owes back taxes, the CEO is in jail, and part of Yukos may be sold off to pay its debts. There's labor strife in Nigeria and concerns about political instability in Venezuela. For the most part, these events have had a limited effect on oil production. But the fear that they will is driving up prices, says Gene Edwards, a senior vice president at Valero, a refining company. Large investment funds are buying up oil futures, he says.
They just continue to drive oil prices higher. You know, they use all the events that are going on in the world as the ammunition to continue buying it. And I think it results in higher volatility than you would have absence of funds being there.
There are also fears about the Middle East. Ed Sillier is vice president of risk management at Energy Merchant Corporation, a wholesale marketer of gasoline, heating oil, and diesel fuel. He says stock fund managers worry that a terrorist attack in Iraq or Saudi Arabia could cause a major disruption in supplies.
That would put the stock market into a tailspin, and so there's been a lot of hedge buying to protect against that event.
However, other factors could help dampen the oil market, or at least keep it steady. Rayola Duher of the American Petroleum Institute says as prices go up, people are likely to drive less.
It does temper demand, and it also increases supply, so you'll see both of those things happening. And that does then take pressure off the prices.
The price of oil is already affecting the market in China, where growth in demand fell by half between July and August after the country started promoting fuel-saving measures. The Paris-based International Energy Agency just cut its forecast for world oil demand and predicted slower economic growth as a result of high prices. As San Francisco gas station customer Helen Kagompin stands in front of her brand new SUV, she thinks about the rising prices. She figures she's likely to take at least one step to cut her consumption.
Use my other car. I have a car to sell, and I may not sell it because it's more, I bought this at the wrong time.
There is one bright statistic consumers can take in. Adjusted for inflation, oil prices have still not beat the record high in 1981. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.